Ano nga ba ang ginagampan ng tungkulin o papel ng isang ambassador ng isang bansa na siya pinapadala sa mga bansa kung saan mayroon itong diplomatikong relasyon, katulad ng Pilipinas at Australia? Ang isang ambassador ay opisyal na kinatawan ng isang bansa, tulad na lamang ng Pilipinas, pinamamahalaan ng ambassador ang tinatawag na embahada at ang ambassador ang pinakamataas na diplomatikong ranggo. Para sa Pilipinas, kasalukuyang nakatalaga bilang ambassador sa Australia si Philippine Ambassador Minda Calagian Cruz at sinagot ng ambassador ang ilang mahalagang katanungan mula sa ilang estudyante na kumukuha ng kursong International Relations. At narito ang kanyang mga sagot sa ilang mahalagang issue. Sa pagiging likas ng mga overseas Filipino worker na madalas magpadala ng mga balikbayan boxes, bakit nga ba ito natural para sa mga Pilipino?
Well, perhaps it will be something that the rest may not know. We have almost 10 million Filipinos overseas. And they are also one of the sources of all these, what you call this, revenues that we have in the Philippines. And normally, the Filipino diaspora always sends back to the Philippines money or goods. The balikbayan is, balikbayan means it's returning Filipino. So people normally send boxes of goods, whatever they feel would be the need or something new that they want their relatives to enjoy as well. I don't know if that is true to the others. I know for Asians it is.
Tungkol sa issue ng pagpapadala naman ng mga remittance ng mga Pilipinong nagtatrabaho sa ibang bansa, paano nga ba magbabago ang katangian ng Pilipino na diaspora habang ang Pilipinas ay kumikilos patungo sa pag-unlad? O mayroon bang magiging pagbabago sa pagpapadala ng mga remittance, kasama na dyan ang pagpapadala ng mga balikbayan boxes?
Now, the remittances, as we move to an economy that is improving, you know, over the years, what happens to this? Well, this is a reality. The world has become so global. People move beyond borders. If before, the objective of going out was just to earn money, and it is a choice made by virtue of necessity, I think that will change, where your going out will be by virtue of choice. Going around the world, I was in Singapore, for example. For a country as small as Singapore, we have about 200,000 Filipinos there. I went twice. I was a consul general. The first time I was there, largely domestic workers. I came back in 2008. It was a totally new demographic profile. You had 70% Filipino professionals in Singapore. So you are now talking of a particular community that receives higher wages, therefore are able to send more to their families. Will this continue? I think this will still continue.
Pagdating naman sa pag-abroad ng mga Pilipino, matitigil ba ito o mababawasan kahit na magkaroon ng malaking ekonomikong pag-unlad sa Pilipinas?
As the world becomes very open, a lot of opportunities abound, and there is the freedom of movement. People will make choices. Another thing that perhaps you can look at is, instead of an outward movement, can it be an inward movement? Yes. A very good example is the business process outsourcing industry. We do a lot of backroom operations in the Philippines, not only call centers, but we had added to the knowledge-based process outsourcing. So you have legal research, you have design, you have fabrication, you have medical prescription, you have data graphics. So you have all these that are being done at the backrooms of big multinational companies. Yet, these are people who don't need to leave the country. They can stay on where they are. They can even do their own work at home, not necessarily in an office. So I think the world environment is changing rapidly. So even offices or premises for offices may no longer be necessary for a period of time. When you can do telecommute, you can do your operations right in your own living room. So I would imagine that this will not stop the Filipinos, even if there will be massive economic progress There will still be people moving out, but as I have said, it will be a choice and it is not a necessity.
Sa usapin naman ng bilateral na relasyon ng Pilipinas at Australia, sa isyu ng hindi pagkakaunawaan ng China at Pilipinas sa isyu ng South China Sea, paano nga ba nakakaapekto ang mga bilateral na relasyon ng mga bansa na sangkot dito? Narito ang pananaw ni Ambassador Minda Calagian Cruz.
China is a key player. It is part of the Asia-Pacific region. We cannot choose our neighbors. We have to live with our neighbors. Now, what is the impact of our relations with Australia if we consider China? You know, Australia's position on this issue of the South China Sea is it doesn't take sides. It has been very clear. It does not take sides. It is for the observance of international law, the respect for a rules-based regime, the use of peaceful mechanisms to be able to address differences between countries, and of course, the issue of open skies and at the same time, the freedom of navigation. So I think that's very clear. What Australia is saying is the decision is based on international law and it believes that all parties, Philippines and China, should abide by that particular decision, which is final and binding. That's where I could see this thing.
Sa desisyon ng Arbitral Tribunal, paano nga ba ito tinitignan ng ibang bansa sa Asia-Pasipiko?
I think it's very clear. The decision of the Arbitral Tribunal is very clear. That is, the areas that are within the Scarborough Shoal are still within the Philippines EEZ. It's still within the Philippines EEZ. Therefore, has the exclusive right to exploit that particular area. Now, President Duterte is giving a lot of attention on the South China Sea issue. It is an important issue for us, not only now, neither for us alone, but for the entire region and entire world. Many had issued statements in support of the arbitral tribunal decision. And perhaps you may ask, what happened in the last foreign ministers' meeting? Why was there no particular reference to arbitration? You know, in ASEAN, I think there are internal processes. I think not everybody understands the internal processes.
Samantala, dagdag naman ng asawa ng ambassador ng Pilipinas na si dating Ambassador Luis T. Cruz na pinapangalagaan ng bawat isang bansa sa ASEAN ang kanilang soberenya at pinapahalagaan ang pagprotekta sa kanilang mga tao at teritoryo.
The 10 ASEAN member countries are jealously guarding their sovereignty, their national sovereignty. So if you extend that argument to each and every issue, each and every global issue that is confronting our region, the Southeast Asian region, you will have to fall back to that basic argument or that basic value that each of the ASEAN leaders hold dear. No? They feel they are more accountable to their people than to the association. That is the reason why you have a presidential contender who's saying that he will jet ski to the top of the show, just to project that what is important for him really is more of the protection of the national territory and the pursuance of sovereignty.
SBS Filipino, sa radio, online at mobile.